This is TWiT.
Jimmy on the line from Santa Barbara, California. Hello, Jimmy. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, Leo.
Are you burning up in Santa Barbara?
Oh, it is very hot winter here, I tell you.
So weird.
Hey, I can't complain, but, you know, I broke out in a sweat yesterday.
What is going on? So what can I do for you, sir?
Well, this morning I woke up and I had 10 text messages, and they all said, stop it, stop calling me.
Oh,
I didn't call or text any of them.
I
didn't understand. So I automatically assumed I'd heard of this. You know, I get, you know, phone numbers get spoofed.
Yep. It's called neighbor spoofing.
Apparently my number got spoofed.
So we've all gotten those calls, right? Your auto warranty is running out. That's the big one, isn't it?
There's all kinds.
And they always have a phone number.
I hang up. And then I like that my cell service, it says scam likely. And so I don't even take, you know, I decline the call.
Yeah.
But so now I'm on the other end of this. I'm the one, they're spoofing my number and calling other people.
Right. They'll move on because what happens is people are going to block it. And so they're always changing it. So it's actually illegal. It's called neighbor spam. And the reason they do it is you're more likely to pick up a phone call that comes from your area code and even often your exchange, the first six digits of your 10-digit phone number. You might think, well, that's got to be a neighbor, a school, the doctor. It's got to be somebody I know. It's my neighborhood. It's not. It's a spammer. It's unfortunately the way the phone system is set up, very much kind of related to the way the email system is set up. They never considered the fact that it might be misused like this. So there was never a system in place to say, no, you can't use a phony number. It's trivially easy, and spammers do it all the time. Now, it is illegal, but the problem is they're not in the U.S., so it's hard to prosecute them. The FCC in the last couple of years has done more to go after these robocallers, and if they're in the U.S., they're facing jail time and serious penalties. So that's good. And a few of them have been. They got one robocaller was responsible for some millions of calls a day. But the ones that, you know, you're getting or you're actually other people are getting. Now, it's sad because you know better than to say text somebody and say, stop spamming me as if that's their number. You know better than that. You don't do that. So these people, they're not ignorant. They're just not. They're not worldly wise. They get junk messages. By the way, texting is the new robocalling. Have you noticed? Lots of junk text messages all of a sudden. Don't respond to those folks. That's not that person's number any more than you would respond to spam email. You don't hit reply when you get a spam saying, I don't want any Viagra. Go away. That just says to the guy, oh, we got a live one here. It means you'll get more spam. And the person whose email or phone number they're using, they're spoofing, is going to be bombarded. But that's the good news, Jimmy, is they're not going to keep using that because, of course, the reason they use phony numbers is to trick the recipients and to bypass blocking. So the reason you see scam likely is because that phone number has been entered into the scam likely database. So they're not going to keep using any number for very long. They know, you know, they've got to keep moving. Just like spammers never use the same email address for very long. So public service announcement, if you get a text from Jimmy, and I'm putting that in quotes, Jimmy, or you get an email from, quote, Jimmy, don't respond to it. It's not him. And unfortunately, there's not much you can do. The FCC did attempt to kind of solve this with an authentication system they call Stir and Shaken. They're encouraging, and I think most of the big phone companies are going to go along with this. They're encouraging them to use that. That authenticates that number really came from the originating system. And that's good. That means spoofing won't be possible. Except bad guys never did use Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, A, or AT&T. they always used, you know, Dave's cellular service out of Barbados. And unless every single originating carrier uses Stir and Shaken, it's meaningless. FCC is saying, well, we're going to go after these little guys who are allowing spam, just as in the email spam world, we've gone after email servers that allow spam through. But I have to be honest, here we are 10 years down the road trying to kill spam, and it's worse than ever. You don't see it because spam filters have gotten good. I think we're going to have text spam filters eventually. I know exactly why this is happening, because, and I don't know what happened, but around the beginning of the year, maybe late December, I started getting a lot of text spam. I think that they've switched. They realize nobody's answering the phone anymore. If you know, do you answer the phone if you don't recognize the number? No, I don't. So they're choosing other methods, which is, you know, kind of too bad. But spammers are evil. I think we know that by now, right? Hey, great question, Jimmy. There's nothing you can do about it, but good news, it'll go away. Probably sooner than later.